What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. The weather is heating up, which means summer is almost here. Macy's is my go-to place for summer fashion, and I'm getting so excited just looking at Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside essentials. Macy's has everything you need for any summer occasion, your summer trip, wedding, or graduation. Macy's has you covered. You can shop all your favorite brands like DKNY, Michael Kors on 34th. Shop at Macy's.com or in store. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
On this episode of Wind Down, we have Nick Viall coming on the show. Did you guys watch him at all on The Bachelor or Bachelorette?
I don't watch the show, if I'm being honest, but I did see some
Not one episode.
No,
I've
I have.
Never watched one episode.
I have. I saw some of his episodes.
Oh, of his?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't usually watch the show.
Nothing.
Not once.
Not one episode of any of them. Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelor in Volcano, whatever all of them have been. I don't even remember, but I've not watched anything.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why?
Back in 2007, I did a short stint on a reality TV show called Road Rules.
You were on Road Rules.
And after that very short career with reality TV, I am all set.
You don't watch any reality TV?
I really don't. Kardashians once in a while, but that's really it.
Kardashians are so good.
Oh, I'm obsessed.
They're so good. Bible.
Bible.
Screaming.
I love them. We're gonna get so much hate for liking the Kardashians.
Hey,
kidding.
Man.
No, we're not.
I'm just kidding.
I'm not ashamed. Everyone's a closet
did
Kardashian
you watch
fan.
Are you up to date on the Hulu?
Yep.
I'm not.
Did you watch the first episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So up to date. Did you not just like feel for Chloe?
Oh, and she's so skinny. Yes. Yeah. I feel so bad for her. I feel like she, like I know her, is so strong.
But seriously,
is so strong.
To go through all of that.
Twice.
I know.
Publicly. You don't know anything about that publicly.
And the timing of all of it. It's crazy. Yeah, I feel for her.
I know.
And it was the tape on the floor with the box in the closet.
Tape?
When she was loading the boxes in the closet with the tape, where I just really had a moment.
I think where I started to cry feel just like awful for her was when she said, I know, she's like, I'm not ready for people to say yet that I'm stupid. Like, I get it. You know, she's like, to hear those like comments. She's like, when she started crying about that, I was just like, oh.
I can't imagine the magnitude and volume of what she hears.
I'm sorry. I just think that she was completely duped. I think that he was so good, so many of them are.
Well, that's the thing. They're so good at that. And I think you go back, it's just they're so good at just saying, well, it's not going to happen again. Mm-hmm. Or like, ugh. Do you know that we were trying for a third right before I found out?
think so.
Yeah. We were going to have a third. Like, we even had a meeting with an IVF doctor.
Wow.
But it's, I think they do that, just like with Tristan. Right. I think because it's like they want to.
He knew he was having
they
want
keep the glue.
They, because mm-hmm. they know you won't. That's what Chris said. She goes, I think he wanted to keep mm-hmm. to keep her. Mm-hmm. Wow. And that happened too with, you know, Jace, with all Jace's of it. I mean, the yeah. same situation. So yeah. it's like, yeah, I mean,
wow.
It when I think back to that, I was like, holy crap. Yeah, I mean, we, yeah. But Nick, though, he has a new book out.
Let's not tell him I've never seen him before.
You just did, but it's okay.
Well, I don't want him to feel that way.
That's,
no, it's fine.
I think that, you know, that's okay. We don't all watch the same things. And it's not, I'm sure, like what I think he's kind of known for now is his podcast. He's the host of the Vial Files. And he's got a new book out called Don't Text Your Ex Happy Birthday.
I can get on board with that.
Yep. I have a question. Have you guys ever texted your ex happy birthday?
Not well. I'm in a relationship with someone else.
So yes, but not when you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
I can't, I remember wanting to, but I can't remember if I actually did. I probably didn't.
It's the worst though when you do and then you don't get the like a happy birthday text.
Oh, that feeling. You're just setting yourself up. You know when you do it, you're setting yourself up for a world of heartbreak. But so I'm going to go with you have.
yesterday.
No, I'm, I think after my stint of the thing that happened this summer with kind of going above with birthday stuff.
Oh.
I don't know. I just am kind of like, you know what?
Yeah.
No. Can you believe I haven't heard from him in 2.5 months?
Honest answer? Yes.
Like at all? Not. The last thing I heard from this guy.
Was a black heart?
Was the conversation...
Was we'll set up dates to see each other in the next, he's like, I'll know in the next few weeks a time to get back together. And then I had sent like a picture like a week later and then like, I got like the black heart, but nothing.
This was after like the conversation, right?
This was, no, like during that conversation
Okay.
He's like, I'll want to like get together. And he's like, I'll let you know in like the next few weeks, like a time to like.
I'm like reach shocked each other. And not shocked.
I'm not all shocked. At the same and isn't time. He back on the app?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's getting together with someone.
Well, he never left the app.
Yeah. I was about to say, I don't think he ever got off the app.
All the reasons to.
So it's funny because one of the things in Nick's book is like, it's like kind of talking about the player and their, God, what was it? Where is it at? Oh, well, it's one of the things I want to talk to him. Training our pickers. He goes, yes, dating is hard and there are so many things about it that are beyond our control, which is why it makes it so important to control what we can. Our choices, our decisions, our communication, and the dates we go on, and the people we agree to go on them with. That means refining our pickers. It's interesting. Your picker is the part of your brain, call it a muscle or a tool if you want, that you use to evaluate who we are going to date, who we are going to invest more time in.
Have you been stretching that picker?
Well, yeah, you know, we've like talked about it.
Yeah, we did not have a good picker for a minute.
Oh, but no, it's pretty cool though, because his book like has all these different questions about dating, love, and sex, and I'm excited to chat with him about this.
So did Nick was a bachelor.
He was on two seasons of The Bachelorette. He was on Andy Dorfman's season, and he was runner-up. And then he was on Caitlin Bristow's season, and he was runner-up.
Okay,
so he was runner-up to both girls. And then he became the bachelor later on. It was like a couple seasons maybe later. I don't know that exact.
You should have titled the book Runner-Up.
Ooh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a cute title, but I think runner-up is kind of awesome.
You're like... I didn't want you, and bullet. I just renamed your book.
Yeah, hey, Nick, nice to meet you. Let's talk about your branding. But we've done whiteboard.
But we've done, you know, questions last 2 weeks, so it's only, you know, fair to ask him some questions. But his whole book is like, one of the questions they ask him is, why do men tell women things just because women want to hear it?
People pleasers. I don't know. That's a good question.
He says to avoid something.
He says because they want short-term gratification.
Oh, that's way better answer then. Yeah.
I'm excited to talk to Nick.
Do we want short-term gratification?
No, but they think we do, and that's the problem.
Okay, well, then we're going to...
Is it our short-term gratification, or is it theirs? Their
turn. I feel like it's their short-term.
We're going to have to dive that one.
I am curious.
The another one is, thoughts on reaching out to a guy who's been ghosting me for the last 2 weeks?
You're not allowed to answer this one. I would just not reach out to the guy that's ghosted you for the last 2 weeks.
I really like his answer. You ready to hear it?
Yeah.
So interesting to hear a guy's perspective.
If he wanted to be found, he wouldn't disappear.
Yeah, truth. It's just not so complicated.
It's really not,
especially on guys.
And if they like girls, you, you're going to know.
A girl ghosting, I would say there probably is more. There can be more to it, but not guys.
I think the hard thing too with that is like, because of the boring Jewish guy or whatever, that like stings to know. Because I'm like, ooh, I wasn't. And then, you know, because all my stuff, I'm like, oh, I wasn't chosen. I wasn't good enough. I wasn't. And I know it's not me. And it's like, it's all his.
He's an impossible human being.
Well, that's going to be one to, that's, he's going to be a tough one. I think he'll be a bachelor for life. He never, we were supposed to go to Italy.
Oh, I forgot about Italy.
Yeah. For Christmas. I thought you said for Christmas. The other one you got ghosted.
Which one?
Can we just talk about how unreal your life is?
You said boring Jewish guy.
Yeah, Italy, no, he is technically was like, I'll, you know, reach out to you and to let you know in the next few weeks. Like,
oh,
when
we're
we
calling
can, like,
him boring. I thought that was someone else.
No, there's
nickname.
Funny Jewish guy.
Funny Jewish guy. Wrong one. Yeah, y'all, we got to stop that.
He's cute. I didn't like the other. I wish I could just share what I called him.
Well, that's my problem. I know him as a different nickname.
Yeah. Do you guys want to know what his nickname was? I won't say his name. But his nickname on the Queendom chat, the whole entire relationship was by blank. By his name. Like, B-Y-E.
B-Y-E. Why has feeling not cute enough or good enough become something so common?
Social media.
I didn't have anything nice to say.
Because we have too much access and ability to constantly compare ourselves to others.
Yep.
Do you believe that time heals all wounds?
Ooh.
No.
No.
Jaded married women on the right side, like I would say.
Really?
I think that it helps. I think that time always helps the further you get away from something. But I think that it's always still a little bit of a wound or scar. Or
forever
whatever.
Changed.
Well, so this is what I would say in this answer. Sure, but it doesn't mean it still won't leave scars.
Yeah.
Right. So in short, no.
What did you say?
I said so in short.
Yeah.
No.
I think it does. I really do. I think that doesn't, I think it's a yes and.
Oh, you would. And.
I know. My and. But I do. I think it's a yes and. Like, yes, I do believe time. Because it's like, we've all moved past things that are really hard. But they left a scar.
Yeah.
Like, yes, time does heal wounds and it left a scar.
Yeah.
So it's not healed.
No, a scar is healed, Bim. A wound is open.
Mm. I think it might be in an open section of my life.
Talk to us, KB.
No. All is well. Nothing to see here.
I don't know. I just feel like it's always still there. So it feels like a wound.
I do,
but it's not as heavy. Like, that's like, y'all, that. I was like,
for sure,
in bed, covers over my head.
Oh, no,
like,
no. Time, the further you get away from it, definitely.
Time heals. Yeah.
But I don't think it completely heals it.
It's not open. You're not bleeding. When a wound, you're not in the emergency room.
Yeah.
You are not.
Okay.
I'm not trying to like,
law firm of Kat and Kristen are now on board.
But I understand.
Okay. That's fine. We've healed.
Or just a scar, not a wound.
No, but it's, do you see what I'm saying though?
No,
I'm
yes.
Like, I really need to drive home my
because
point.
Because the scar is healed.
This is my issue in a relationship.
Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. You are right.
I'm going to send you a black heart any minute. I'm going to ghost you for 4.5 months.
Actually, I just thought of something I was going to maybe bring up that happened the other day.
Let's do
Sounds like we should.
Sometimes I like to be the pot stir.
Do it.
When you see that face.
I know. We're onto something good.
I'm gonna hold on that.
I don't want you to hold.
Oh, you don't.
How can we unhold it?
I don't know. I have to just get my
Our
words
listeners
right.
Don't like it when we pin things.
I know.
Or hold things.
We pinned the last one for a long time.
Oh, this is interesting. I'm sick of feeling like a backup plan for their boredom and loneliness.
Then stop answering the phone.
Advice.
Don't answer.
You control who you spend your time with, not them.
Right. Nick for president. Oh, everyone at iHeart wants you to unhold.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Kova's, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Mm-hmm.
y'all know I've been like casually talking to someone, not saying who yet.
Yes.
Not committed. And something happened the other day where you wonder what's a flag and what's something that is.
I'm on the edge of my seat. And for as much as I can raise my Botox eyebrows, I am doing so for those of you who can't see me.
Something that like, because you just wonder, because I am the reason that I haven't jumped all in is because I'm terrified of, you know, the bamboozlement, the like, I don't want to fail, you know, and just again, like, I want to just like really, I'm just being very cautious and just like observing like crazy. Like a lot of times, like he'll say, you know, to me, like, what are you thinking? And I'm just like, I'm just observing. Like, I'm just kind of sitting back and like watching. So something kind of like happened the other day, but that I wonder if it's a flag or if it's a just something to be cautious of, or if it's just like a, oh, that's just like kind of the start of like getting comfortable in like a.
Ooh, I need to know. Tell me.
Do tell.
Okay.
Tell.
Could be. But it could be because it's like, I feel like I've like, don't. I want to share things out. Because it's like some things you can be like, oh, that is a flag. And like, I should have shared those things early on in other things. So
yes, here you go. Please share all.
So we were going to go somewhere that he invited me to. And I said, what time do I need to be ready by? The answer I got was 4:30, 5 the latest. So in my brain, I think 5. Because 5 the latest. If it was leaving at 4:30, it'd be 4:30.
And if 5's the latest, you don't tell Kramer. Like I don't, my family has a late time too, but they don't ever get to know it.
Well, here's the thing. I don't.
Right. You don't usually it's a say secret. It. Yeah, yeah. It's a secret.
Yeah. And like, y'all know me. I'm on time.
Yeah. So you don't need, you're not.
Yeah, but if, I don't need but if a women prepper. Are given a 5 latest, then 5 is always going to be our latest.
5 is the late. Like, I'm going to take my time getting ready.
Yep. Right. Yeah.
I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to check in my Instagram while I'm getting ready. I'm going to FaceTime.
I'm going to do a few stories. So you're going to FaceTime me while you're jogging with your beautiful sports bra.
And so I'm just going to like take my time because I heard 4:30, 5 the latest.
Right.
I didn't make that up.
Okay.
Like that is what.
It's typed as well, probably.
And I'm like, we're women. We know what we hear. I didn't just make up 5. Right.
Was this over the phone or in text?
In person.
Oh, in person. Okay.
So I couldn't go back to the seat.
No, I know. I was like, isn't it in writing?
As Catherine would say, per. And I was like,
per
my last your text. Email.
Yeah. And thanks like, in advance.
So I could sense a little agitation when 4:45 rolls around.
When did he get here? There. What are we?
Let's just say 4.
Okay. Oh,
well, first of all.
Well, we were together the whole day.
Oh.
So I didn't have the kids that day. Okay. So he was like at my house.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if he was like coming to pick you up and he showed up at 4:30 and you weren't ready.
Well, I'll say this. Like I had gone for a run with a friend. I met up to watch the football game.
Really leisurely about the day.
Yeah, it was my day off, right? So I'm like, I'm going to go for a run with a girlfriend. And then he was watching football with a friend. So I met at the bar to go watch the, you know, the Michigan game. And watch the game. And then we kind of went back to, you know, to get ready. But I was like, we'll just go to my house and get ready or whatever.
Okay.
So getting ready. And again, I'm FaceTiming my mom.
And he's not said anything at this point.
No.
Okay.
He's probably like, can you please just get ready by 4:30? So 5 doesn't have to be the latest.
Then say 4:30. I don't need a late time. Okay. Right. Okay. So anyways.
Technicalities.
So when 4:50 comes around, and this is something, and I guess it was a slight trigger for me because just like I don't like to be late, nor did my ex-husband. We are, like me and Catherine, we're always early. We're on time, whatever. When we're not, we get stressed. I get it. well, I could kind of sense the pacing of this person. And I'm in my mind, I'm like, I got 10, 10 minutes. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, I'm early. I've got 10 minutes early. And he's like, you about ready? And I go, like, he's kind of said it and like, you about mm-hmm. ready? And I could sense like a little bit of like a tone, like a little bit of a mm-hmm. annoyance. Mm-hmm. And I go, I mean, yeah, I'll be ready in like 5 minutes, but it's 4:50 and I've got, you said 5. He goes, no, I said 4:30.
Oh, no. No. No, no, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And so, you know me, Kat. Mm-hmm. I'm going to defense up, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know what I heard.
Yeah.
I heard 4:30, 5 the latest.
Yeah.
Did he say 4:35 is the latest?
No. No. And so I was like, oh, man. No, you said, I was like, yeah, but you said 4:35 the latest. So like if you wanted, and I got a little, if you wanted to leave at 4:30, just, you should have said 4:30.
Yeah.
And in his defense, I got a little defensive. I got a little like, because my ex would also be like, let's go. And I'm like, I hate feeling rushed. Mm-hmm. Which is why I always ask mm-hmm. hours in advance.
Yeah.
So that I don't feel rushed, because I don't like feeling rushed. Mm-hmm. It just sends like waves in my body.
Yeah, that's not good for me either.
I get angry. Mm-hmm. I like to take my time. Okay? And I don't even need an hour or two to get ready. But if I have it, I'm going to take my time.
Yeah.
Well, sure. There's FaceTimes and football games and runs to have.
Yeah. So I'm like, so anyways, I get a little defensive. And he's like, it's all good. Let's just go. And I go, but I'm not going to drop it. Mm-hmm.
And also, I've got 4 more minutes now.
Yeah. And I'm like, but I just don't understand. Like, I know what I heard. And like, you said 5 the latest. So like, you know, I just don't understand like why, like, you don't need to give me like a prep time or whatever. And he's like, well, no, I did say, and it's like, you knew this event was important. And I was like, I understand it's important. I understand that's why what we had going on today. But I also told you at like, and he goes, I just feel like you've been so hot and cold. And I go, what? What do you mean? How have I been hot and cold? He's like, I don't know. He's like, you just seem like distant today. And I was like, huh? Mm-hmm. Like, I've just been like doing my, and then I get, when I feel suffocated or like, because I'm like, I still love like my like freedom of mm-hmm. like, you know, I'm like, what do you mean? I was like, I went for a run and then I met you at like the thing. And I'm like, is that not enough? So then I start to get like. And the poor guy is like trying to be like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Like, I just was like,
well, he's absolutely right. He shouldn't have said that.
Go. And I go, if you thought I was being mm-hmm. hot and cold, don't passively throw something. Be like, hey, are you okay? Just want to like check in with you.
Also, just grab me and like hug me and be like, I just adore you.
Yeah. But that was like the only thing that has happened in the last, like, I'd say like 2.5 or so months that I've been like.
Is it hot and cold because you're not like doting or hanging on him?
Yeah. I mean, again, I'm very like.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm like,
you're hot. No, but I like this. But I'm just wondering if he feels like it's hot and cold because it's not like super all over him or something.
Gather.
I have so many thoughts. First of all, I do not think it's a flag, personally. Okay. I don't. I think y'all are getting to know each other right now. Now you know that this is something. I think that he probably, I'm going to put words in his mouth. Okay. He probably, in his mind, was like, hey, if you can get ready by 4:30, that would be awesome. Mm. But if you're running behind, it's fine if we leave by 5. But when you're taking your time and you're FaceTiming and you're not, he sees that mm-hmm. and you're not doing your best to get ready by the time in his mind would be the best time to leave. That would have been, if that were me and his, that's what I would have meant.
And you would have probably been annoyed.
And I would have been annoyed. Watching me 100%. Being
like, why isn't she
And trying to make 4:30 the goal. I would have been like, hey, Kramer, we got 5 mm-hmm. minutes. Hey, Kramer, mm-hmm. like I would, you know, say something, but y'all are still getting to know each other. So he's mm-hmm. over here going, do I say something? Do I not? Like, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, after this episode, he'll never say latest again.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you probably shouldn't say it in that way. Like, just give the time, especially for you. You're going to be on time. So I just think y'all are getting to know each other. Now, then when two people get defensive, we know that. Then it's just like you can't even really talk to each other. Y'all are both being defensive. He's regretting saying anything. Any guy does once they say something and it becomes a fight.
Well, and he's so like non-combative. He's like, and I'm like, and when I've told him, I was just like, don't just say it, because then he's like, it's fine. I go, it's not fine. So tell me how you feel. Like, let's talk about it.
So I'm a little nervous about it. Like, I'm not as on board with Kat.
Okay, talk to me.
I'm a little flaggy about it.
Okay.
Yellow flag?
Maybe.
Okay.
Only because I feel, because he is a self-proclaimed fast faller, mm-hmm. I feel like the hot and cold comment.
Well, that's, yeah, that part. Uh-huh.
Feels a little flaggy to me. It feels like if he's not really being super loved on, doted on, that you're, then it becomes that you're hot and cold.
I wouldn't when disagree
actually
with
it's
that
just
part.
Real life. What's happening is just real life.
And like, I will say, like, in that situation too, and even with him, like, I'm very comfortable around him. So I don't feel like I have to put on,
right,
like some like overly affectionate kind of
is
vibe.
Is he on or, all the time?
But I'm a hot, huh? I could be accused and have been accused of being a little hot and cold as well.
Mm-hmm. I think so. We all can. That's just life.
I just didn't like the passive throw. That's like, because I'm like, that's the piece where like I kind of like it flagged in my brain where I'm just like, but I also like he was frustrated. Like you said, like he's been watching me.
He's been watching
slowly
you straight
get
up
ready.
Chill. And I'm sure there was something, and I don't mean this in the bad way, but I'm sure there was something passive in the way you said something. So sure. I just think that like that is like kind of a natural way some people like that we talk sometimes. Yeah. I don't think it's as bad as, but
I was defensive
think,
though when he said like,
yeah,
well, it's
we
fine.
All get
and I'm
defensive.
Like, what do you mean? You
yeah,
said
but
like
100%.
But then it really doesn't feel like it was about that anyways. It was about the hot and coldness, which his
maybe.
Which was his like real
I
issue.
Know.
I don't know. You've just been hot and cold.
Well, that just was like, what? That got thrown out of
right.
Like, yeah. Say
so maybe
you're
it was
say you're frustrated about me getting ready versus like hot and cold all day.
Yeah, it
also,
depends
or just
what it was really about
that too. Like say it all.
But it's how the you know
I'm,
it's how
I'm
he says it because he said you're hot and cold
fast
and then we're
faller.
Mad that he said I'm hating hot and cold. That does scare me too. But
he's a fast faller.
He's kind of damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. I don't even know him, but he's kind of damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. If that he's feeling that way, because you're already defensive. So him talking about it then, kind of no matter how he says it, you're going to be on the defensive anyway. I don't know. Let's ask Nick.
Let's ask Nick. He's in the waiting room. Let's bring him on.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work. Hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Nick!
Hi, Nick. I'm a big fan.
Hi.
Nick and I go way back, and I love you. Thanks for doing this. And I was reading your book, and we were going through some of the questions, too, with my girls. But we did just have a dating thing that kind of just happened, and I'm curious. Can we just get your take on a situation that just kind of happened in my dating life?
Love this. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So do you guys want to...
Also, I apologize. I don't know everyone I'm talking about.
Oh, sorry.
Can we do introductions?
I know you.
This is Tom. She's watched all of the episodes. This is Kristen.
Hi, friend.
And hi, this Kristen, is Catherine.
Nice. Hi, nice to meet
hi,
you.
Hi, Catherine.
They're part of the queendom and wind down. So yeah.
Well, happy to be with y'all.
And yes. So do you guys want to recap or...
Yes. Long story short.
We're going to long story short it.
She's hanging out with a guy. She's trying to figure out if this is a red flag or it's just getting to know each other. Okay.
Okay.
He says, be ready by 4:30, 5 at the latest. So she takes it as be ready by 5. Well, about 4:45, he's kind of huffing and puffing, moving around, getting frustrated, whatever.
Is this a first, second, third date? Where are we at here?
Like...
it's not a first.
It's definitely not a first. I would say let's just say it's a seventh hang, but we've been talking for like a month and a half with text too, because he was like not living here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So he gets a little frustrated. Are you about ready? She gets defensive.
Because I'm like, you told me 5 latest.
Okay.
Okay.
So now all the defenses are up, and she wants to prove, obviously, that he said 5 latest.
And he said, no, I said 4:30. And I go, no, you said 4:30, 5 latest. Like, I'm not going to forget the time in which you told me to be ready by. I don't forget it much men say anyways. So, like, it's a vault. And so,
And you're a punctual person.
I'm very punctual person. And so, and I don't like to feel rushed. But I also, this was something, an event that he invited me to. And I think it's, go ahead.
Yeah. So then he's like, this is important to me, like blah, blah, blah. I'm wondering if he's just not feeling like you're making it a priority. But anyway, so then he makes kind of a passive aggressive comment that I just think you've been hot and cold all day. But she's already, you know, defensive. And then, you know, there's all that. So it's like, meh. So do you think that's a flag?
Saying that I've been... being frustrated and then throwing. Well, I just feel like you've been like hot, you've been so hot and cold today.
I'd like to also say this guy is an admitted fast faller in relationships.
Okay.
He loves a good, like, insta, relationship.
He acknowledges.
Yes, yes, yes. And he is trying hard not to do that.
And I've acknowledged that I'm a fast faller too. So we are literally like, ooh, yeah. Like baby steps. Seeing that, like, because I'm like, I'm not getting into a relationship until I know.
Until it's 5 p.m.
And to be clear, how many dates have you been on in person?
Well, we texted for like 2 weeks.
Sure.
Every day, all day, whatever, on the phone, FaceTime. And then we had like 5 dates. And then we then FaceTime texted for 2 weeks straight again because he was gone. And then that was our next kind of hang sesh, like that, like weekend-ish.
Yeah, it sounds like you both are falling trap to what you've already acknowledged that you're both guilty of. So there's that. I would say you're probably both justified for considering if the other person is showing these red flags, right? Like, it sounds like this is just, it's a lack of good communication and heightened expectation and unfair expectations of both of you. And you're both kind of playing games in a sense, right? Mm. Like he could have said, you know, also like, you know, the 4:30, 5 o'clock. Yeah. What is, that's very confusing. Is it 4:30 or 5? Now everyone like, and being late is a huge pet peeve of mine, right? Not being late, but like not just saying, not giving me the heads up if we're running late. Like the people who are just like, I'm on my way. And they're like, not even in the shower, right? Ugh. But like there's a spectrum of like people's personal preferences here of what annoys people, what doesn't annoy people. And he just assumed that saying 4:35 meant like, A, that you're someone who is on time all the time. And like, well, yeah, are you giving me options? Do you want me to be ready at 4:30 or 5? That's a 30-minute difference. And while I don't know everything about women, I do know that like getting ready takes sometimes for some people a lot. And 30 minutes could be critical between like, listen, if I tell you 4:30 and you show up at 5, you're 30 minutes late. Mm-hmm. But if you told me 5, I'm like,
it's also worth noting at some point, Jana is FaceTiming her mom during this period that she's also, I mean.
But I heard 5, too.
That's besides the point.
But
yeah,
he's so the house watching her.
Yeah, so that would drive me crazy.
Why is he in the house?
Well, Nick, he's a fast faller.
No.
That was a bit of information that I did not get.
We went on a little getaway together.
Okay. Huh? All right. So you're already playing house.
No, it wasn't. Oh. It was a.
Nick.
No, it was not playing house.
Playing house, I don't mean like you're moving in together. It's a metaphor.
He wasn't at my house. I wasn't at his house.
Okay. Oh.
We went somewhere.
I think at the end of the day, mm-hmm. you guys have, like you said, FaceTimed every day for 2 weeks. You had multiple dates. Then he was out of town. And then you FaceTime again. And that, like, I've been, like, those are fun. And mm-hmm. they're great because you can connect and, like, when you're forced to like FaceTime and talk, you're forced to actually have conversations, which in person people often are bad at doing because, you know, it's awkward, let's make out, things like that. And so that can maximize an intensity in a relationship and that can maximize chemistry in a relationship, but it still doesn't mean that you guys know each other.
Yeah.
You don't know like your little idiosyncrasies of like what annoys you guys or what triggers you guys, you know? And all of a sudden he's watching you get ready, FaceTime with your mom, and he's thinking like, and last girlfriend did this and things like that. And then all of a sudden he projects his frustrations of past relationships onto you. Mm-hmm. You do the same thing where you're just like, how about you just like, give me a straight answer.
Right.
And so I think you guys, it sounds like it's good for you for acknowledging that you're both fast followers, but I don't think you're making it easy on each other to not fall fast. It's like what you're doing is saying, you're just like, hey, I have this really bad habit. And you're like, I have this bad habit too. All right, well, let's put ourselves in situation immediately.
So true.
To see if we can like, you know,
fall fast.
Not do the thing that we're so, you know, it's just like, hey, I'm not a good swimmer. Me neither. All right, let's go to the middle of the ocean and jump in, like see what happens.
Sure.
You know? And so it's one thing to recognize your differences. I think we have to like, especially if we're communicating in any stage of relationship, this is early on. So you guys don't know each other about each other, but like, don't test your partner, support your partner, you know, like make it easy for them to make you happy. Like I always talk about like, you know, with Natalie, the one thing she does in this, my relationship with her that I've never experienced is that she makes it so easy for me to be successful. She's just like, this is what will make me happy. And it's a very clear directive. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go do that thing or not do the thing, you know, or whatever it is. And so, you know, testing people or putting themselves in situations to prove that they can like get over the weaknesses isn't showing love. It's just, you know, it's, I know we do that because we want to be surprised. And if we do that, then that means they, then we're worth it. But like sometimes, you know, when we're getting to know each other, we're just like trying to like figure out whether like we enjoy their company. And so like, I think we should just make it easy for people to enjoy our company. And then he made like, you should say, I would say to him, like, listen, I want to be on time for you. And I want to make things a priority that are a priority to you. It would really be helpful to me. And I say this a lot in my relationship now. I'll say, it would be really helpful if you could do this for me. I have this bad habit and it would really help me to work on this bad habit if you could do X, Y, or Z.
What's a bad habit?
Oh, shoot. I can wait to speak. I can be forgetful, you know, things like that, you know? So what's another thing I know Natalie will ask me about? Like I won't pay attention too, right? So like, I think this is very common, right? Men do this all the time. We're zoning out. I can be aloof. I'm thinking about what am I talking on my next podcast or what TikTok should I make or blah, 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 or whatever bullshit. And then she'll be telling me a story and then I won't be paying attention and she'll get frustrated. I'm like, oh, what'd you say? And like, there's nothing more annoying than repeating yourself. I hate repeating myself. So I asked her, I was like, hey, I know I can be aloof, but if you see me like zoning out, can you just like kind of just say, hey, I really want your attention right now. Can you please, you know, and that can be annoying sometimes, but it's still better than me just flat out ignoring her. So like, it was me asking for her help to help me with a weakness that I know I have. And so like, I think those little things that we have to do to say, it's like, it's one thing to be like, I am not good at that. Well, yeah, I don't know how old your person you're hanging out with is, but am I guessing he's an adult man who hasn't figured out how to do this thing yet. So like, he's not going to do it on his own and he's not going to do it without help. And he's not going to do it without someone who has the patience to like work with him. Also like say, how can I help you work on this bad habit? And this is how you can help me work on this bad habit. I think people don't do that enough. We just want people to just change for us because that means we're special.
We've done that a lot. So I've been married for
that a ton,
like for 15 years and we separated for a couple months and we are back together. We did not get divorced, but we do that all the time now.
What do you mean?
Like I'll be like, hey, I need you to do X, Y, and Z because I know that this is a bad habit of mine and this will help me. And then like the other day I got frustrated because I was still dealing with the kids and cleaning and he got in bed and I was like, hey, what frustrates me is when, you know, I'm still doing stuff. And so if you could help me, he's like, okay, thanks for letting me know. So the next day he stayed up helping me do stuff. Like, and I mean, it took 15 years for us to like start doing that and like making it a habit, but gosh, it helps a lot.
Yeah, it helps a ton. And it's, yeah, I think it's by far the norm not to do what we just described. I think it's weird. Like it's such an uncommon feeling to say, can you help me?
Yeah.
To your partner who you've been living with or dating for a period of time, because we just want them to like know us, you know, and we want us to figure it out. But I think sometimes it's okay to say, I am bad at this. And it would be really helpful if you could do this for me. And I will do my part too. Like sometimes we can't make the mistake of saying, I need your help. And that ask for help is like you doing, someone else doing the work for you. You know, you have to be willing to do that because I have to be willing to, you know, if I'm in my thoughts to pay attention to my surroundings and not be so aloof and be present, you know, and things like that. So like, she doesn't have to ask me every time to say, Hey, I'm talking, you know, it's my job to be mindful of that because like no one wants to keep asking that. So it's a balance, but, and your situation, Jana, it's like, you guys know it. You have no baseline, you have no foundation. You have a couple weeks and a handful of dates and hours of FaceTime saying all the things that you know, and being very open and vulnerable. And now you're both expecting each other to just be a certain type of person because you've communicated things, but yet you're expecting this person who their entire life they've struggled with this thing, or and you too. I'm sure you have a lot of your same bad habits, right? Like mm-hmm. they don't just go away.
Yeah.
You know, like I am who I am. You know what I'm saying? All I can do is just try to like fix mm-hmm. them a little bit and ask for my partner to help me along the way.
Yeah. I think one of the things that I learned too is, and I feel bad, you know, with like my ex-husband, where it's like, I wanted him to read my mind, and I've learned like that men just can't read women's minds, and he doesn't know what I need. And I didn't know what he needed. And so like expressing like your needs is huge. And I think that's when dating nowadays, mm-hmm. I'm just like, this is what I need. And like, what do you need? How can I help you? Or because it's like, because you can't read my mind and I can't read yours. So like, if you need me to be ready at 4:30, I'm going to be ready at 4:30, mm-hmm. but I cannot read your mind that you want me ready at that time. But you know what I mean? So I think it's just being very clear and like, yeah, asking for the needs. And that's why and I love that you and Nick are doing that too. That's the check-in. I mean, that was the most helpful thing in my marriage, is we would do a check-in at the end of the night being like, this is what I need. And like, hey, I need you to be a little softer because I'm having a hard time, or I need you to listen. But sometimes it's hard. And I know this is where I failed. I'm like, why do I have to tell you to listen? You know, and in my past, that's like, that's where I would, that's mm-hmm. unhealthy of me to have that mindset where it's like, I'm like, my feelings got hurt because he didn't listen. Well, you know, whatever. But
yeah, I mean, I think it's a balance, you know, because yeah, like I said, like sometimes you want your partner to be present and you don't have to want to always say, can you
listen? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Listen to me.
Yeah, Nick, I want you to repeat that sentence one more time.
We're in our thoughts a lot, right?
Yeah.
You know, and we have to forget, we have to remind ourselves that as much as it's in our brains and what we're worried about, so is everyone else around us too. Mm-hmm. Like a quote that's really stuck with me that I saw on a TV show was, we're never the villains in our own story. Mm-hmm. And I really, you know, that I think that's a great thing for us to remind ourselves in dating and relationships. Like whatever you're feeling, whatever, no matter how right you think you are, just take a moment and just consider, how would I feel if I put myself in your shoes? Mm-hmm. Even if I feel like I'm 100% right. Like if I just thought for a moment before I respond, before I really get worked up, before I get mad, how might you be seeing the situation? Mm-hmm. And that's helped me a lot to just like bring myself back down to like not reacting to like feeling triggered or feeling insecure or feeling frustrated with my partner.
That's a good one. I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. One of the questions in your book, because what I was telling the girls and the listeners is this book is great because there's a lot of questions and you do a lot of question and answer on your Instagram. And we were going through some of them and the girls actually wanted to debate this one with you because
he's like, great,
great. So the question was, why do men tell women things just because women want to hear it? And you said because they want short-term gratification. And the girls want to debate that with you and go.
Sure.
Well, I'm just curious, is that for the guys' short-term gratification or the girls' short-term gratification or both?
I mean, that particular part in the book is obviously the Q&As I've done over the years that are like at the end of every chapter. And so, you know, that question was probably my guess is came from like a dater, you know, dealing with boys in situationships. Because I honestly think, you know, as a heterosexual male who's often like, you know, has an audience of women, like I really think most of the things I talk about are just, they're not like gender based, like people, to your point, people do that, right? And so she was asking from the perspective as a woman dating men. And yeah, I think we often will say things that we don't really mean, but in the moment it gets us what we want. And the scary part about that is we're just very convincing of ourselves. So when we tell people, they believe us, you know, it's like when our exes come back, you know, and we're just like, you know, and listen, there's exceptions to every rule. I think that's awesome that you and your partner took some time apart and now you have a great marriage, you know, but lots of times in relationships where people break up and their exes come back, you're like, well, why are you back?
Sure.
And they're just like, well, I had to make a mistake and I realized how special you were. And a lot of times, you know, and they sound so convincing. And then you get back together and 3 months go by and you haven't done any work. You haven't asked the questions. You were just so excited that they're back because you spent 3 months just being sad about it. And the truth is like, they broke up with you thinking, well, you know what? There's something missing here. I could do better. Not better than you, but they thought something might be more fulfilling. So they started dating. They went out there. They got on the dating apps. And all of a sudden, they're like, well, this dating scene sucks, you know?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, and no one wants to convince themselves. No one wants to think that they settled. They would, you know, we're not good at admitting we're wrong. But you know when we're really good at admitting we're wrong? When the alternative is to think that we settled. Or you know, so it's like, well, you know what? I did make a mistake, because I would rather tell my ego I made a mistake than be settle. Like, you know what? Honestly, like, it's like, I thought I could do better, but like, this is better than nothing. You know, like we don't want to think that, you know? And so we can just be so convincing of ourselves. And so, yeah, I think that's why, especially early in dating situations where we hear something from someone that sounds really good and really validates us, especially when a stranger validates us, I think it's really important to ask why. Mm-hmm. You know, we're so quick to be like, you know, when people don't want to date us anymore or hurt us, we're like, why? But why does this want to end? And that's when we should accept it. But like when strangers validate us, we're just like, yeah, I know I am. Yeah. I love me too. Yeah. I am great. Yeah. Like, honestly, like, thank you. I thought I looked good too, you know? And so I think it's just really important to, you know, not to be a buzzkill or ruin a moment, but just say, oh, that's, thank you for saying that. That means a lot. But like, why do you feel that way about me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what, you know, and get people to explain their feelings they claim to have, because it's easy to state a feeling. It's much harder to articulate one.
Oh, yeah.
And I think early in dating, we can protect ourselves by asking the people who state these kind of big proclamations of love or like to just explain how they feel. And I think you can get a lot more clarity about someone's true intentions when you start doing that.
I also like how you go through like training the pickers, where it's like five hallmarks of a player. They have a history of cheating. Lots of people warn you about them. They gaslight you. They love bomb you. And then you kind of go into detail. But I'm like, oh, yep. Check of all my like.
I was like, so many checks.
I got to go.
I'm curious, like when you, because if you're a picker, obviously you've had relationships, public relationships. And what was different with Natalie that you realized from the other women you've dated?
I mean, there's a lot of different things, but I think more than anything, she truly has a true sense of self and self-worth and who she is. And, you know, when we met, you know, she was living across the country. It was a long distance relationship. I had a lot of, you know, questions about our compatibility. I was like, you know, you're beautiful and you're fun and nice and smart, but like, I don't know. And again, I've been single for a long time, so I think I had a lot of cold feet, but the more I got to know her, the more she was just always very clear with how she was feeling. And a lot of times people will say, well, what are we? And, you know, I felt like, I felt resistant to a relationship, and I knew that, you know, we were both kind of catching feelings and she was open to it. And instead of doing the typical, well, what are we, you know, what should we do? What are you thinking? She was just more, okay, I want to tell you how I'm feeling. I want to tell you why. I just want you to listen. And to me, I found that to be an incredibly attractive quality that was really carried into our relationship, because she's such a good communicator about how she is feeling. You know, it's so easy for us to be passive aggressive. And because like those conversations can be awkward to have even with the people we say we love the most. And so she has always just been able to make it very clear. She's always communicated with me her self-worth in a way that was easy for me to receive, that didn't sound cocky and it wasn't passive aggressive. It was just, this is what I expect from you. This is what I want. This is how I feel about you. And I'm not afraid to say that because I'm confident in my feelings. And I feel like that has carried over to us having really good trust and communication with, you know, any struggles or concerns we have. And that's something that I haven't really had in the past. I felt like a sense of competing with people, not necessarily like we're both trying to win, but like, we would trigger insecurities with each other. Instead of communicating about that, we would project that by, you know, maybe kind of passively aggressively hurting their feelings or these little digs and things like that. And I think, you know, I've been guilty of that. People I've dated have been guilty of that with me. And you know, I think with Natalie, a big reason why I have the opposite is her confidence and her belief in her self-worth.
Yeah.
Hey
there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Kova's, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Following you, anytime you guys ever go somewhere, I'm always thinking it's going to be an engagement photo. Like, it's like, because I just feel like you guys have been together for a minute now, and I'm like, I'm waiting for that. Because it's like, because you guys have like these beautiful photos and the backdrops and stuff. I'm like, oh, this is when they're, oh, nope, not yet. But I was like, but I just.
How long have you been together, Nick?
A little over 2 years now. Things are going great. You know, you're not the only person who has said that to me. I think we're really just enjoying ourselves. Yeah. No, I mean, again, she does a great job of making me, make it easy for me to be successful. And you know, like I want to know enough of what she wants to be happy, but I also want it to be kind of a surprise moment, a special moment. I'm grateful that we've both been super busy with our careers and our lives. And obviously I have the book coming out. And so like, I want to make sure it has its own moment, you know, so to speak too, that it's not sandwiched in with, you know, other things that we have going on. And I will say though that, you know, we are excited about our future and who knows when it can happen. Maybe tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be soon. Months. I can feel it.
Or you know, who knows? But like, I do think, you know, we're really happy with how it is.
Okay, it's coming. Yeah,
it's your face when you talk about it.
Y'all leave him alone.
Listen,
I can tell by his answer. That's all I need to know.
It's okay to be a smart guy, Nick.
I plan on spending the rest of my life with her, and hopefully that comes to fruition. But we'll see. I'm calling
it,
and
it's 1 month. In 1 month, it's happening. I can just call it right now.
I'm sorry.
Well, the holidays are coming, and he doesn't want it sandwiched. So
it's going to be before the holidays.
Spring.
No, not happening. It's going to be before.
He's got a book and he has holidays. He said no sandwich.
It's before Christmas. It's happening. I can call it. Well, let's make a bet right now. How much?
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Okay, I have a question, a dating question. If a guy ghosts you, let's say, let's just hypothetically say you were hanging out for 3 or so months. It was... You know, he was still on dating apps, so was I, but had some lovely time spent together. And the person just straight up, like, ghosts you. Do you think that person comes back around or no? Are they gone?
Why do you want
That's what I was going
to
say. The bigger
around?
Question is why? Would
I'm
you
just,
want?
I'm not saying it's me. I'm just saying hypothetically, like,
whoever this person
do ghosters
is.
Come back?
Of course.
Yeah.
They always come back from the dead.
Yeah. They don't.
What do you tell to the person when the ghoster comes back? Because you know that you probably shouldn't be with the ghoster.
Oh, God.
Well, kind of like what I talked about earlier about why people come back in general. Mm-hmm. You know, like anyone who ghosts for any reason. And everyone has their reasons for certain things. But like, I'm sorry. Like, you're a bad communicator. You know, under stressful situations, you choose the easy way out, which is not to communicate at all. And I don't like, you don't need me or any other person who talks about relationships. Like everyone knows that the number one most important thing for a successful relationship is good communication. So you are investing in people who are proving more than like, you know, nothing about these people sometimes. And then they ghost you and you're like, so willing to take them back. And the only reason you're willing to take them back is because them ghosting you makes you feel less than. Mm-hmm. It makes you feel like a loser. You judge yourself. Like, how could you ghost me? Like, it's like, how could you cheat on me? Like, we make their actions a reflection of our self-worth, which is terrible, but like, you know, that's our egos. And if whoever this person is, I suspect, and I say this with love because I also have a massive ego, I would suspect this person might have just a fairly inflated sense of self.
That's to, putting like, it nicely.
and that ego has allowed this person to do all these amazing things and probably take some risks and have careers that people dream to have. But we have to be able to like check ourselves and remember that like when people wrong us, that's because they chose to wrong us. So they're their choices and we can't let our egos make it our problem and our self-worth. And then we spend all this time trying to convince someone who's showing us how unworthy they are of us, all these opportunities to come back because all we want is their validation.
So would you say the biggest red flag then in dating or a man is, why are you laughing at me?
I'm busy making my Nick for President shirts. So
But the biggest red flag in dating, would you say someone that isn't good at communicating?
I mean, sure. Yeah. If you're dating someone and you know, for whatever reason, they're a bad communicator or if, I don't know.
Say if they say 4:35 the latest.
Stop. You can work on that communication.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I like him. I actually really like him. So she should have been ready.
Or reactive. Like I would, you know, how do people react to stress, which is interesting going back to how this whole conversation started. I think this can be an opportunity for you and this person, Jana, because what you are is you guys are testing one's ability to deal with some sort of conflict. Mm. It's too early to deal with this type of conflict, but maybe you go to him and say, listen, I know that was really important to you. So like, I'm sorry that I wasn't ready. Because like, I know that was important to you. And I don't want you to feel like your important things aren't important to me. It would help me in the future that if something is really a priority, just give me one time. And I promise you, I will be ready by that time.
Yeah.
If you give me two times, I'm telling you how I'm going to receive it. I'm going to receive it by saying like,
I'm taking the extra 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on time. I'm not early. So like, if you want me to be early, then give me a different time.
Give me that time.
Just communicate that. See how he responds to that. Because like the only real response to that would be like, he should also say, you know what? You're right. I made that confusing. I am sorry.
So that's what he did. And I loved that.
Oh, that's handsome. Yeah.
Because on the ride there, he's like, I was kind of quiet. He goes, can we talk? I go, I need a minute. Because I felt like my defense. And I know when I'm defensive, I shouldn't communicate. And so then once I was like, okay. And then he did say like, you know, I'm sorry. I could see how that was confusing. And, you know, he's like, I just was, you know, really like, blah, blah, blah. So he definitely owned his part, and then, which made me then feel comfortable to go. And, you know, I'm sorry. I was very defensive back because I got triggered with like, you know, feeling rushed or whatever from blah, blah, blah. So I think you're right. Like, it's almost like that was a good little tester to see how we deal with potential conflict in future conversations. Yeah.
Because I mean, other than communication, I think there's no better indicator than people's ability to be successful is like, how do they deal with conflict? Because it just, if you, and I've been there, if you're in a relationship with someone, no matter how much fun they are, how much chemistry you have, when it gets bad, it's bad. And you guys can't get on the same page and it takes like a freaking week to get over anything. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just not sustainable, you know, like it just wears you down, you know, and it won't matter how fun it is when it's good. So, you know, that's why I think people should be less resistant to communicating their frustrations and less resistant to conflict early on, or just hearing something you don't want to hear, because all you are is figuring out fairly early, like how you can work through issues with someone. Because if you can't do that, like it doesn't matter. Like the honeymoon phase is great, but the longer the honeymoon phase lasts without any conflict, you still have a lot to learn, you know, until you have that first fight, whatever that fight is, and figure out, is this someone I can work through issues for? Then you still don't really know them, you know? Yeah. So just be careful how much you're willing to promise yourself and what feelings you're willing to express to someone before you truly know someone. And I'm not saying pick a fight early on, but just, you know,
dating advice from Nick,
And listen, we want to romanticize things all the time. And it's just like, I feel like I've known you. And like, you know, if you're someone, I used to make this mistake, right? I thought I was going to be married with kids at 25. And then I wasn't. And then I was in a relationship at 27 that failed. So then I'm 2 years behind that plan. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, I was in another relationship that failed before I was 30. And then I was 5 years behind that plan. And I started like comparing all my success or failure to this artificial deadline. So instead of like trying to get to know someone and trying to figure out if we're really compatible, I would just be like, nah, we're in love, right? And so because I didn't want to wait the time to be like, you know, no, I love you. I have feelings of love for you. I love everything I know so far, but like, you know,
I guess.
Mm-hmm. We'll see, you know, I truly believe that every relationship, you have to wake up every day and choose to be in a relationship, you know, I don't believe in fate. I believe in that, but like that takes work and things are going to change and you're going to get stressed. They're going to get stressed. You're going to have bad days. You might have bad weeks, you know,
and it's real easy to go back on Raya and see what's prettier and shinier, but you're going to have the same issues with the same shinier person, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's that whole section of my book called Everyone's Annoying.
Yeah. Yes. I mean,
because they are. Yep. And if you're someone, Jana, for someone who, and you too, if you met your, you fall fast, like don't forget to remind yourself just how, you know, gross men can be, you know, like, or just how obnoxious people can be.
Yeah.
You know? And so like, eventually you're going to find out that they like leave every cabinet door open, or that they sometimes put like, you know, cereal in the fridge because they're not paying attention. And that can be really fucking annoying sometimes. And so when you have the rose colored glasses on, just don't be afraid to know that, like, I got to figure out what annoys me about you. And I got to figure out if I can love that. And until I love that about you, then I'm still figuring it out.
For sure. Everybody go by, don't text your ex, happy birthday. Other sex advice, love, dating, by Nick. But seriously, thank you so much for coming on and walking us through some dating things. And I'm so happy for you, Natalie. And I can't wait to send a little engagement present before Christmas. It's going to be so great.
I can't wait to celebrate you guys in the spring, Nick.
Wonderful. Well, I can't wait for either. sounds exciting. Thank you, ladies, for giving me the opportunity to talk with you. And it's always fun.
I'm really happy for you. I can see the, you know, just the joy and the love in both of y'all. And I think I'm happy that everything that, you know, you're got going on. So keep doing it. And I'll see you soon.
I really appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Bye, Nick.
Bye.
Some good advice right there, ladies.
I like that there's a person like Nick in the world. As a male advocate,
yes,
for communication, I like that he has a following. I like that he's using the following for good. Mm-hmm. Oh, that feels good. That there's one of him in the refreshing world. I like it. Yeah. How old is Nick? He seems young. I like that.
I want to say he's like 36.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe Nick via age. He's 42.
Oh.
What?
What did you just show?
His Instagram thing, taller in person.
I didn't know he's 42. I like that.
And I know that there was some.
He doesn't look 42, but I just like that he's using his influence to like really just say the things that need to be said.
I know the. Oh, there we go. So the whole thing, like Natalie Joy age. So there's the couple has an 18-year age difference. Natalie is 23.
Mm. Can I see her?
But that's she's, I mean, it sounds like she's way, you know, she's a cutie. Stunning. Mm. Yeah. But I mean, I know that probably comes up, but it's like, you know, I think if.
Yeah, I don't really think that much matters, to be honest.
Age is just a number. I've dated older and they were
sounds like she's
more,
young, but communicates really well.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. I like her.
I feel like probably that generation, like her 23, it's like the middies that are like, where I would say like, actually, cause they're all into the therapy and the talk and that, like, that's good. Sure. Like communicating and telling their feelings. I feel like the ones maybe between like 27 and something, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Catherine just yawned. Just,
swallow a yawn.
On this episode of swallowing,
we have wind all the way down.
Swallowing a yawn. Okay, well, ladies, that was a fun episode, and
I really like Nick. What a sweet man.
We'll wind down another day, and I guess we'll just continue on putting the flags on the whiteboard and bringing it to the table and discussing.
I just want
to
go on the record. I want to go on the record because I really do like this guy and I know he'll listen. And if he does listen, I just want him to know that I do really like him.
I was the one that defended him. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm not defending him, but I do like him.
Just that situation.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye, guys.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good. What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.